Is dementia hereditary? Dementia is a syndrome that affects millions of people worldwide. One of the most common questions surrounding dementia is whether Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, or other common types of dementia is hereditary. Hence, this blog covers the risk factors, genetic factors, and strategies that might help slow down the onset of dementia. Dementia and genetics. Dementia is a multifaceted syndrome with a complex interconnection of genetic and non-genetic factors. While most cases of dementia are not directly hereditary, research has shown that genetics can influence an individual's risk of developing dementia. Several genes have been identified that may contribute to the likelihood of developing dementia, though these genetic factors are not the sole determinants. However, it is crucial to remember that age remains the most significant risk factor for dementia. As we grow older, the risk of developing dementia increases substantially. Additionally, lifestyle choices, such as physical inactivity, unhealthy diet, and excessive alcohol consumption, can also contribute to elevated dementia risk and risk of cognitive decline. Taking a compassionate and caring approach, it is essential to focus on raising awareness about the importance of early detection, proper health care, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. By promoting regular exercise, a nutritious diet, mental stimulation, and social engagement, we can potentially reduce the risk factors of dementia and improve the overall well-being of individuals as they age. As we continue to advance our understanding of the genetic components of dementia, a combination of genetic research and lifestyle interventions can pave the way for a future where individuals are better equipped to manage and potentially prevent dementia. Familial dementia. Familial dementia, also referred to as autosomal dominant inheritance dementia, is a specific type of dementia that runs in families and is caused by genetic factors passed down from one generation to the next. Unlike the more common forms of dementia, such as vascular dementia, which have no clear hereditary pattern, familial dementia occurs when there is a strong genetic link to the condition. One of the most well-known examples of familial dementia is familial Alzheimer's disease, FAD. With this type of dementia, certain genes increase the likelihood of developing Alzheimer's disease at an earlier age. Families affected by familial dementia face unique challenges, and providing compassionate support is essential in helping them navigate the complexities of this hereditary form of dementia. How is dementia passed genetically? Dementia can be passed genetically through a complex interplay of genetic factors. Familial Alzheimer's disease, FAD, is caused by a genetic mutation, such as the amyloid precursor protein, AP, presenilin 1, PSEN 1, and presenilin 2, PSEN 2, genes. These mutations increase the production of a protein called amyloid beta, which accumulates in the brain, leading to the formation of plaques and neurofibrillary tangles, resulting in the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. Genetic testing and counseling can provide valuable insights into an individual's risk, but there is currently no cure for dementia, emphasizing the importance of early detection and lifestyle modifications. How likely are you to get dementia if your parent has it? While a family history of dementia does increase the risk of developing dementia, it does not guarantee that an individual will develop dementia. Other genetic and lifestyle factors, such as age, cardiovascular health, and overall brain health, also play significant roles in determining the risk of developing dementia. If a close relative, such as a parent, carries a known FAD-causing mutation, individuals have a 50% chance of inheriting the same mutation. In such cases, the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease is significantly elevated, and symptoms tend to manifest at an earlier age than in sporadic cases. On the other hand, late-onset Alzheimer's disease has a more complex genetic profile. Having a parent with late-onset Alzheimer's disease increases the risk of developing dementia but does not guarantee its development. Studies suggest that having a first-degree relative, parent or sibling, with late-onset Alzheimer's roughly doubles the risk compared to individuals without a family history. How to avoid dementia if it runs in your family? While having a family history of dementia may increase the risk of its development, there are several lifestyle changes and strategies individuals can adopt to potentially reduce the risk or delay the onset of dementia. Maintaining a healthy diet. This includes following a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats. On the other hand, minimizing the intake of processed foods, sugary beverages, and excessive saturated fats is also important. Regular physical activity. Individuals should aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise per week. Physical activity improves blood flow to the brain, enhances cognitive function, and may reduce the risk of dementia. Cognitive exercises. Engaging in mentally stimulating activities regularly, such as reading, doing puzzles, playing strategic games, or learning new skills, keep the brain active and sharp. Manage cardiovascular risk factors. Keeping blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and blood sugar within healthy ranges is crucial. Uncontrolled hypertension, high cholesterol, and diabetes have been linked to an increased risk of dementia. Avoiding smoking and limiting alcohol consumption. Smoking and excessive alcohol intake can harm the brain and increase the risk of dementia. Staying away from these unhealthy habits can decrease the risk of developing dementia. Maintaining social connections. Staying socially engaged and maintaining meaningful relationships has been associated with better cognitive health. Getting quality sleep. Prioritizing good sleeping habits is paramount as it supports brain health and helps with memory consolidation. Proper stress management. Practicing relaxation techniques such as yoga, meditation, or similar relaxing activities can help reduce stress. Staying mentally and physically active in midlife. Engaging in mentally stimulating and physically active pursuits during midlife may help build cognitive reserve, potentially offering protection against dementia later in life. It's important to remember that while these lifestyle changes may reduce dementia risk, they do not guarantee complete prevention. Additionally, consulting with healthcare professionals, getting regular checkups, and addressing any health concerns promptly is essential for overall well-being and brain health. Promoting brain health and risk reduction. Participating in the activities and strategies listed above can influence the risk and onset of dementia. Promoting brain health through these strategies is crucial for the risk reduction of vascular dementia, Alzheimer's disease, or any other type of dementia. Individuals who have a family history of dementia and have a higher risk of developing dementia should take extra caution and monitor their overall cognitive abilities. Unique community services support people struggling with dementia. Unique community services is committed to providing exceptional support and care for individuals with dementia. Our approach focuses on fostering a nurturing and inclusive environment that promotes the well-being and independence of each person. At Unique Community Services, we recognize that every individual's journey with dementia is unique, and we tailor our services to meet their specific needs, interests, and abilities. Our highly trained clinicians are compassionate and dedicated, ensuring that people under our care receive the attention and respect they deserve. We offer high-standard live-in care services to people with dementia, including Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia. If you or a loved one is navigating the challenges of dementia, let Unique Community Services be your compassionate guide. Our offices are located in Bristol and Manchester. Visit our website or contact us to learn how our person-centered approach can make a positive difference in your dementia journey. Together, we can create a supportive and empowering environment to enhance the quality of life for individuals with dementia and their families. Latest posts. Global Developmental Delay. Symptoms and Causes Blog. The term Global Developmental Delay, GDD, is used when children take longer to reach developmental milestones, such as learning to talk. Read more. Selective Mutism in Adults. Blog. Selective mutism is a social anxiety disorder. While it is typically associated with childhood, it can persist through adolescence into adulthood. Read more. Nursing Care in the Comfort of Your Home. Blog. Nursing care at home allows individuals with complex care needs to receive high-quality support while remaining in a safe and comfortable. Read more.